God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we talk about our text today from Luke chapter 11, I think it's so important to keep in mind that this comes at a point where Jesus just finished praying. And there was something in how Jesus prayed that the disciples asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, we see the connection that you have with our Heavenly Father. We want that same connection. We want to be able to communicate and talk with God in the same way. Lord, teach us to pray. I really believe at the heart of a prayer, it is good communication, talking and listening to the Lord. And this is one of the hard things in today's world, all right? Have you ever found yourself in a situation like this? And maybe if you're a younger generation especially, you're all together, but you're all on your own screen. Maybe some of you haven't. I know in my family, we sometimes do this, all right? Our together time is not really together. And when you're on a screen, what happens to your communication level? All right? It doesn't happen because you're all doing your own thing. Maybe if you're not of this generation, maybe you're like these two people, this couple, as they're thinking about their marriage. One says, our marriage is in trouble. We need to talk about it. And the man says, our marriage is in trouble. I better keep my mouth shut. Oh, I don't know which of those maybe you relate to more, but both of those are examples of poor communication. And in our prayer life, God wants us to have a growing, blossoming, blooming relationship that's based in communication. And so one of the things that I work with in couples, one of my favorite things to do is in ministry, is to work with young couples who are preparing for marriage. And one of the exercises that we work at is we practice being assertive and also active listening. Because in a lot of our communication, you know, these are some things that some people are really good at being assertive, but most of us have a hard time really listening. And so I want to talk today about how we can grow in our communication with one another and also how that relates to our prayer communication with the Lord. And so when I talk about assertiveness is the ability to express your feelings and ask for what you want in the relationship. In healthy relationships, both people tend to be assertive. They're able to politely say, I wish, I would like, I want. And this is so important because, you know, in most relationships, we're not mind readers, okay? What one person is thinking, another person may have no idea. And I think especially sometimes we get this romantic notion, well, if he loved me, he would know what I want. No? All right. If he loved me, I wouldn't have to ask. And often, you know, I am not a very assertive person. And so I tend to think, well, if people really know me, they'll know what I want. And you know what usually happens? I don't get what I want, okay? Because people can't read my mind. It's important to be assertive in our relationships to be able to put it out there. Now, with assertiveness, you're taking a risk. Because the person who hears you say, this is what I want, what I think, what I feel, what might they do? They might ignore it. They might say, well, that's fine, but no. All right? But it is a risk of being vulnerable when you're assertive. The other side of good communication is this active listening. Active listening is the ability to let your partner know that you understand them by restating their message. And this really slows down communication because you take what somebody says and you say, well, if I hear you correctly, you really want this. All right? Now, let me give you some examples, and I need your help with this. All right. Which side of the church is feeling a little bit more assertive today? All right. There you go. All right. Jody and the side. So I want you two sections. You're our assertive person in this relationship, and you guys are going to be the active
another example, all right? You guys did a great job of being assertive. Let's do it again, all right? Let's go again, this side of the church.
I want to take a ski vacation next winter, but I know you live at the beach. I'm feeling confused about what choice we should make.
All right, so again, there's a tension. There's something that both partners have different thoughts on it. And our good active listeners over here, go ahead and share, all right?
If I understand what you said, you are concerned because you want to go skiing next winter, but you think I would rather go to the beach. Is that correct?
All right, good job. You guys are such good active listeners, all right? Isn't that hard, though? Because before you throw anything into, well, you're wrong, I want to go to the mountains, too, or, you know, instead of, you know, going back and forth, you take the time to make sure that you restate, this is what I hear you saying, this is what I hear you think. Is that right? And so good communication happens that when each person knows what the other person feels and wants in assertiveness, and when each knows they have been heard and understood, active listening, what happens? Intimacy. This connection is increased. And so I want to challenge you guys, if you have a friend or if you have a spouse, to say, hey, I learned about something at church called assertiveness and active listening. I want to practice, right? This is a really, really good thing to be able to do. Why am I talking about this? Because I think that when we pray, praying involves assertively letting God know what you feel and you want, trusting that God always hears and understands you, right? Prayer is being willing to be vulnerable with God, saying, God, I'm hurting. God, I want to praise you. God, I'm bringing this to you. And God wants us to ask, to seek, to knock. God desires to hear us. Is there anything too small for us to bring to God? Is there any prayer too big that God can't handle? Is there anything in this world that God says, I don't really care about? No. God knows and God hears, so we can bring him anything. I think sometimes in our prayer life, we get complacent. I don't know about you, but we think, does God really care? Or maybe we get too busy and we set our prayers aside. Or maybe we wonder, do our prayers even matter? And so we stop praying. We stop this relationship with God. And our love becomes, our relationship becomes lukewarm, just going through the motions. Have you ever been there? Have you ever gone through that? I want to challenge you to let that relationship become alive by assertively praying to God. But the other side of that for us as believers is to take time to let God speak to us. We're really good at praying to God, sharing our requests to him, but seek to actively listen to God's word, to hear and understand God's promises and his will for us. Because we hear that God loves us so much, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, that even when we are unfaithful, can God be unfaithful? No. God forgives, God loves, God restores, God seeks us out, that we might be restored in a relationship with him through repentance, through faith. And the guy says, follow me. This is what I want from you. To love me with your whole heart, soul, and mind. To love your neighbor as yourself. This is what I want from you. And so we remind ourselves of God's promises. We remind ourselves of what God wants from us. And when we do that, intimacy with God is increased, but I think our faith, our connection to God is increased. And so we hear this in this passage of Luke chapter 11, when there's a man who has unexpected gift yes, and he has nothing to feed them. And so what does he do? He goes and knocks on his neighbor's door, or maybe even his window, because this guy isn't getting up. And Jesus says, suppose one of you has a friend who comes and at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. And Jesus goes on in this parable and says, I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, but because of the man's boldness, because of his assertiveness, he'll give the man as much as he wants. This Greek word for boldness actually means shameless persistence. That sounds like assertiveness to me, right? Just to say, this is what I need, this is what I want, this is what I really long for right now. Shameless persistence to keep praying and bringing it to the Lord. That's what Abraham did for the people in Sodom, people of Gomorrah. God said, I'm going to wipe out this city. And Abraham talked to God. He said, God, can I be so bold to say if there's 50 righteous men, 50 righteous people, will you spare them? That's being assertive. Trying to kind of argue with God. God, I want you to remember that you are a merciful God, full of compassion. This is who you are. Will you strike down the righteous with the wicked? And not for the sake of 50. And Abraham said that for 45, and for 40, for 30, for 20. He was so bold to say, even for 10. And God said, for 10, I will not destroy the city. Abraham boldly went before the Lord. Did Abraham boldness, did it upset the Lord? Not at all. I think it cemented the relationship between Abraham and the Lord that he was bold enough to come before the Lord. And so I want to challenge you to be assertive, to be bold, to be persistent in your prayers. But I also want to challenge you, and I think this is the hard part, to be active in how you listen to the Lord. Hopefully you come to church to hear what the Lord is saying to you through the scripture, through the hymns, through the message. God, what do you have to teach me? What do I have to repent of? How can I grow in my relationship to you? I love how the psalmist describes that there are blessings, that blessings that come from delighting and meditating on the Word of God day and night. You see, God speaks to us. God has revealed His Word to us through Scripture. That if we, meditate on His law, if we delight in His Word, we will be like a tree planted by streams of water. Our lives will bear fruit. Our leaves will not wither. That even when hard times come, we will be securely grounded in God and His Word. That whatever we do, God will bless it. And so one of the things I like to do with couples, and I'm going to challenge you to do this with God. So if you're married today, over lunch or dinner tonight, I want you to take turns writing down a wish list. have friends, whether we have spouses, whether we have children. Help us to be good in our communication with them, to be assertive and to actively listen. I also pray, Lord, that you may bless our relationship with you, that as we boldly pray, that we may also actively listen by reading your word, by meditating.